impeachment inquiry. President Trump offering condolences to the family of the late Elijah Cummings. Funeral was held today in Baltimore.
You know, as president, I knew I could always count on Elijah being honorable and doing the right thing.
That's former President Barack Obama. Thousands told to evacuate.
I'm a total bumbling idiot.
Wildfires.
This is the largest evacuation that we've had in Santa Clarita. Over 50,000 last night. It could be more. This is being done to make sure that we protect not only life, but property, and also allow our firefighters and our first responders to get up there and fight these fires.
LA Supervisor Catherine Barger, parts of wine country evacuated. Dow closing up 153. America is listening to Fox News.
Halloween's almost here.
What is trick-or-treating?
Well, you put on a costume, you go door-to-door and say trick-or-treat, and people give you candy.
How am I supposed to be a zombie?
Zombie surprise party.
Can I just have the candy?
He doesn't look so scary to me.
Yeah, he looks kind of funny.
It's alive. It's alive!
Something strange in your neighborhood. Who you gonna call?
Police.
Well, you used to love Halloween.
What are you doing, Frankenstein?
I'm sitting alone in a cemetery.
I'm afraid of no ghosts.
I got lots of candy. What's everybody going to be for Halloween?
Ah, I'm a monster!
I know it's scary, isn't it?
Freaky.
I'm afraid of no ghosts.
Ooh, how deliciously evil looking. It's like something out of Stephen King.
Happy Halloween!
It's the creepiest thing I've ever heard.
Trick or treat!
Look at me. Now give me some candy.
Happy Halloween.
Who's ready
to play?
Let's play a game.
Let's play a game.
I'm still steaming over that Fox News cast. Ashley Pinnell was last hour's name. If you didn't make it in, Ashley, I'm sorry, but it's too late. Let me. All right, I got to take you inside here for a second, and Rosie can back me up. We got somebody that's trying to get a hold of Jacqueline Tomlinson. We just got word that Olga has become a name storm in the Gulf, and I've been texting with Rich Thomas trying to get an update that I can pass along to you on Olga. It's not really going to make a big change in what's already been predicted, which is a lot of rain over the next 24 hours. Then I got to do the name game, and I suck at this job.
You don't.
You're good, man.
It just got a little bit too busy in here.
You're having to multitask.
So let's do the correct name at four.
Yes. Who's ready?
Who's ready
to play?
Let's play a game.
Let's play a game. Audrey Servold. S-E-R-V-O-L-D. Servold. Audrey Servold or Servold. You are this hour's name. It's a wonderful name. Call 396-5477 and make sure you have your chance to win the incredible Roll Tide Cruise out of New Orleans, February 10th through the 15th. On the Carnival Valor, which is an amazing state-of-the-art cruise ship. And I'm like, man, cruising has just become amazing since I went on my first cruise ship. I mentioned, you know, the crew had BO, and food was wretched. And the cabins were like prisons. They were so small and
claustrophobic.
And this is a true story. These old cruise ships, this happened in the 80s. Anybody that's ever used a cruise ship, now maybe they're different now, but earlier edition cruise ships, when you flushed the toilet, it almost sounded like the vacuum was trying to draw every loose object nearby down the toilet with whatever was in there. And a lady made the mistake of sitting on the toilet and then pushing the flush handle while she was still seated. And I'm not kidding you, it actually sucked out some of her intestines.
Wow, that is a disturbing image.
Yes.
Ooh.
So, don't do that. If you win this cruise, don't even take a chance. They're probably a lot better than they used to be.
Oh.
But how would you like to get up?
I'm sure on the cruise ship Valor, that will not be an issue.
But just in case, you know.
Well, yeah, I just don't recommend it. Don't twist the dragon's tail, okay? And don't do drugs. Don't drink and drive. End of lectures. Because I've already done all these stupid things so that you wouldn't have to. All right, Rosie, I need you to do a favor.
Yes?
The lady that called, please call her back and give her that email address and have her shoot Jacqueline a note. And they will get in touch. Give me my phone back, because somehow in handing it to you, I put the camera on because, again, for good reason.
I suck at this job.
All right. Take 500. I don't need to send her a picture. Okay.
Especially of the studio. She was here this morning. There we go.
Okay. Thank you. Dana Duncan, Jacqueline Tomlinson were awesome sidekicks this morning, and we had a great time. They did the football with the Duncan and Son Predictathon, and man, they know their stuff. And just like everything else, like this radio station pretty much, you got Rich, who is a War Eagle guy, and I'm an Alabama guy, and you got these divisions, Dana and Jacqueline, they have a great partnership in their legal work, but, you know, they're on different sides.
It was a good show, man. I listened, it was great.
Yeah, they're fun. They're just so at ease in here. Do you think I deserve credit for some of that?
No!
Okay. Just thought I'd ask.
You're always the man, man.
They specialize in representing men in matters of divorce. However, I would recommend that anybody that feels divorce is imminent to call them and at least have a consultation, because it's not a situation you want to be ambushed with. That happened to me. And I immediately went to this fear state. And from that day forward was literally trying to catch up to it. I never got ahead with it. I never really... My lawyer was awful. Somebody recommended him. I've had terrible luck with lawyers, especially in South Florida. I could tell you another story that cost me lots of money. But when it comes to divorce, you don't want to let the situation linger. And sometimes these consultations can produce the ultimate result, which is a healed marriage. Sometimes you need to have that conversation to make sure you want to do what you're going to do. But if it's inevitable, you should be prepared. 819-4810 is the number to call for that consultation. 819-4810. Visit them online at Delk, Divorce for Men and Out.
I suck at this job.
DivorceForMenAlabama.com. Am I having a stroke this afternoon?
It's
what
Friday.
The hell's wrong with me?
It's Friday. Long week. You're a busy man.
Yeah.
You're here for like 15 hours.
DivorceForMenAlabama.com for Delk and Tomlinson, attorneys at law, and I hope they're still sponsors on Monday.
A representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
All right, here's what we got coming up, Rich's forecast. Again, Olga in the northern Gulf of Mexico, the newly formed storm will quickly merge the cold front. This is going to happen before the end of the evening, by the way. Sweeping across the south, it's just going to add a little more punch to what's already going to be a soaking rain for most of the south, including us, between now and Sunday. Otherwise, you don't have to go. Where did I put our bread and milk guy? I know he's in here.
Oh, yeah.
He's around here somewhere.
Gotta get the bread and milk.
Yeah. But where did I put him? All right, let's try this page. Is he there? I do this to myself all the time. I'm going home. Not in the death sense. Like,
please don't die, man. You got this.
He's going home. Don't grieve. He's going home. We got local news, Rich's forecast, traffic, and then we're going to roll call. Got it. Woo! Based on my performance up to this point, I can't wait to see how that's going to be.
I got a bad feeling about this.
Yeah, me too.
Mark your calendars for October the 26th. That's the Saturday before Halloween, because we're having a monster smash at 8125 Decker Lane. Bouncy houses, trunk or treat, free pizza from Folcarelli's Pizza, special haircut prices from the Man Cave, sponsored in part by Earnest Financial. All you have to do is show up at 8125 Decker Lane, October 26th from noon until 5.
Oh, hey, man.
Hey, Elvis.
Oh, you want this to be really scary?
Yeah, we can stand to scare it up a little bit. Can you help me out?
All right, yeah, man. Check this out. A homo, a homo, homo. Boom.
Thanks, Elvis.
No problem, man. Just easy being old, man.
Did I mention you could win a free membership to Anytime Fitness?
And Elvis will be there, too.
And we'll have a big TV set up so you don't miss the game.
Well, thank you.
Thank you very much.
That's Saturday, October 26th, from noon until 5. Call 279-7431 for more information. Sponsored in part by Earnest Financial.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Join the fight against breast cancer during our Catch Me in Pink campaign and give back to the Joy to Life Foundation. Learn more at calldixie.com.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
Hi, Rich Thomas here for the Depot Furniture Gallery. There's no doubt about it. They have the absolute best selection of rustic furniture anywhere in the River Region. I stopped by and I checked it out myself. You're going to love the rustic style of furniture, especially the ones with the sliding barn doors. Hey, if you're looking for the rustic look in entertainment centers, kitchen islands, pub tables, bedroom sets, coffee and end tables, you're going to find it at the Depot. The Depot also has a wide variety of rustic decorative accent items. Oh, and check out those metal wall signs like the ones that say Lake House, Farmhouse, Beach House, plus Roll Tide and War Eagle, too. Listen, if you're looking for rustic furniture, then it's the Depot Furniture Gallery. They're inside Prattville Pickers, 616 Highway 82. Other locations include Opelika, Birmingham, Ozark, and Arab. More locations coming soon. Visit thedepotfurnituregallery.com or call 380-3300.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Daryl Hood. The Alabama Supreme Court has sided with the Selma City Council in a power struggle with the mayor over who can appoint department heads. Justices upheld a judge's decision dismissing the lawsuit filed by Mayor Dario Melton and challenged the city ordinance approved by city council members. Last year, the council passed an ordinance removing Melton's authority to appoint a police chief, fire chief, and tax collector. Prattville police are investigating a homicide. Chief Mark Thompson says they responded to a call this morning on Cosby Court, where they found a woman dead at the scene. Thompson says the murder is domestic related. A suspect, 55-year-old Lee Ephraim, was arrested in Elmore County. Troy police are investigating a fatal shooting at Poplar Hills Mobile Home Park on U.S. Highway 231 South. Police say 30-year-old Melissa Pelton was found dead in her home. An unidentified suspect is being held in the Troy City Jail. I'm Daryl Hood. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We have a wet forecast for at least half the weekend before this storm system finally clears the area. For tonight, periods of showers, maybe a couple of thunderstorms, becoming breezy. Overnight low temperature 69. Tomorrow and tomorrow night, windy at times, scattered to numerous showers and thunderstorms. High temperature 79. Then on Sunday and Monday, I have removed rain from the forecast. I think we'll see a good bit of sun with high temperatures in the 70s both days. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 3.5% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
The frightful night lurks just around the corner. This is a Halloween countdown. Only 6 days left to replenish the four bags of candy you swore you wouldn't open before Halloween. Your lack of self-control is a monster! Happy Halloween!
Traffic is brought to you by Chad's AC Direct. Why pay $6,500 when you can get the same unit with Chad's AC Direct for only $49.96? Like the cute little girls say, call Dad. Noella, call Chad. Chad's AC Direct, 264-6464. The
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic on the Atlanta Highway near Bama Lanes and Advanced Auto Parts. We have a disabled vehicle that could possibly be in a ditch somewhere in the area there. Use caution through that area. Also on Vaughn Road at Laurelwood Drive. That's between Chantilly and Pike Road on Vaughn Road. An accident. Use caution there. We're seeing more and more cars hit the road from downtown. I-65, 85 picking up traffic, especially 65 to Prattville. The Boulevard is getting heavier, as well as all the 31s out of Montgomery. Drive carefully this afternoon. World Acceptance can help you with finances and is located in the Festival Plaza. Festival Plaza has so much for your family. They're at the corner of Taylor and Vaughn. Another great McClinton & Company development for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell Jay.
The Vance Law Firm has helped thousands of people get the money they deserve. Call me, Stuart Vance, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
And you know what? Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
I went downstairs and took care of my brain-dead condition.
Clear!
The defibrillator, it works every time.
If you want to be with me, no! Nothing from nothing leaves nothing. You gotta have something if you want to be with me.
I'm dying out here.
Anybody care what this guy thinks?
No! He has a lot of crooked
guys. I'm not trying to be your hero.
What is wrong with you?
Cause that zero is too cold for me.
Hello, suicide hotline.
Don't you remember I told you?
No.
I'm a soldier.
No.
In the war on poverty. Yeah.
I'm not wearing any pants.
Portions of today's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recording.
By the powers vested in me, by the Federal Communications Commission, I command you to get on the microphone in a serious manner and continue this broadcast.
Yeah, screw it.
This is only a test. If it had been a real emergency, right now,
you'd be toast.
Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
Is that your tongue?
You gotta have something.
Set.
What are you people? On dope?
Yeah! Gotta have something. Wanna be with me. You gotta bring me something.
All right, one rancid moment.
Wanna be with me.
Otherwise, pretty.
Yeah.
That was awesome.
It was awesome.
I got up and went over there.
Oh, you watched?
Yes.
I thought maybe you were...
No, I said you got to watch him do this. He's like a heart surgeon. He's so focused and is just the right touch and just at the right moment and
boom. Based on what you just heard, would you like me to be your heart surgeon?
No.
Same guy that does the Bay of Campeche. All right, I got a note here from Rusty Aldrich, who says I was over at Discount Dracula's. And he tried to do a countdown. You put him in the grave, man.
Your spooky laugh is awesome. I'm just saying.
Which one?
You have this creepy little laugh that you do sometimes. You did
that I make or?
Yeah, that you make. That is so good.
You know, we played that Seinfeld clip about, you know, at some point you get trick-or-treating, you're going through the motions because you're too old for it, but you still want the candy. And that age for me was 10. But at the time, I shouldn't tell you this story because then you'll know how old I am. And I'm still trying to keep that a secret from everybody but my mirror.
You sure is ugly.
And I 45. Have a wise ass mirror. Here's Rex.
Hey, Greg, how you doing this evening?
Rex, that is such a regal name.
It's got to be the king.
Yes, I was named after a German shepherd.
Awesome. Own it, man. That's great.
Well, it's a true story.
Wow.
Hey, Greg, I had to call in. I think Road Call was a 9.9, man. It was a good one.
It was great.
I really enjoyed it.
Thank you.
I love your show, man. You know, every time I listen to you in the evenings riding home, I think of the old Budweiser commercial where you pull up and you see the big old Budweiser truck and the guy looks at him and goes, I love you, man.
God, man, I haven't thought about that one. Well, thank you.
Awesome.
Every evening I get a chuckle and I'm nodding my head yes when you're talking anything about the idiots up in Congress. And I've never listened to a show that I absolutely just about agree with everything. And one other thing before I get off.
Sure.
Is I also patronize everybody that has a commercial on your show or sponsors your show, so to speak. I bought my Zero Turn and my blower.
Wow.
And my weed eater at Lewis Long. And I bought a motorcycle from Adams Motorsport.
Wow.
And any time I can use anybody, you know, you said this several weeks back, you were mentioning about Baldwin, how you would change your credit card or whatever.
Capital One. They hired
me.
Why do I have to look at Elizabeth Warren's ugly old whore face on TV? Get her off of there, Fox. Oh, excuse me. I had a Tourette's.
I love it when you sorry, I love your rant because I'm stupid on the radio about what they've said or done to our president again, and I go, oh my God, they're so power hungry they want to run the country into the ground.
Well, things are slowly starting to change, and
that is awesome.
I'm warning everybody, they're going to get crazier as these indictments and these charges are known. The IG report, Durham has now moved to criminal investigation. I think it's about to hit the fan. I think Trump's had enough, and he said, let's take care of business here. No president.
Oh, common sense may take over. I'm happy to hear it.
That's really, I embrace that before I embrace any political ideology. They talk about fairness. The people that are advocating fairness are the most one-sided bastards on the planet.
You ain't kidding.
We protested and voted against the policies of Barack Obama. We did not do some of the lunatic crap that we see out there every single day. Antifa, putting on masks. They're the frickin' Klan. They were the Klan, and they're the Klan today, except they call themselves Antifa. They just give it a new name.
That's right. And I always say, when it comes to political matters, to me, it's always been the economy, stupid.
Yeah.
And I'm in construction, and I've been in it for 40 years and in the glass industry. And I've got lots of friends in the glass industry and other cities and communities. And they all have one thing in common. We're all loaded down with work. We've just got so much work, we don't know what. We can't find enough men to do it.
Yeah.
And we got one word for it, Trump.
Mm-hmm.
We know what's going on. He's building this country back.
He's unleashed the economy, and the results have been so great. I really believe it'll prevail against this media maelstrom, this nonstop impeach. And it's all garbage. It's all crap. He is the greatest threat to these embedded career politicians and all their little money-making schemes. And, you know, they come back to their districts and constituents. So, yeah, vote for me, and I'll set you free. And then they go back to resuming screwing the taxpayer, and it's going to come to a stop. It took a billionaire to recognize the voice of the everyday guy.
Yes, sir. God bless.
Thanks, Rex. Bye-bye. Olga's a storm.
Gotta get the bread and milk. I gotta get the bread and milk.
Yeah.
I gotta get the bread and milk. I gotta get the bread and milk. Oh my God, I gotta get the bread and milk. I gotta get the bread and milk.
It's not gonna be that.
They said snow! I gotta get the bread and milk. Oh my God. I gotta get the bread and milk. I gotta get the bread and milk. Oh my God.
Olga's born, but you're not going to need bread and milk.
Need some wood?
Well, that's...
a shizzle. Hi, everybody. Rich Thomas here. And you know by now that Montgomery Eye Physicians offers the latest in LASIK technology from local board-certified ophthalmologists Dr. John Swan and Dr. In Shin. Montgomery Eye Physicians provides all of their patients with the most advanced personalized care with outstanding results. Montgomery Eye Physicians utilizes cutting-edge technology to customize LASIK eye surgery for each patient's individual needs. All of the doctors are local and part of the Montgomery Eye team, ensuring that you see the same physicians before, during, and after your procedure. Doctors who know your history with a combination of over 10,000 LASIK surgeries in the last 20 years. Montgomery Eye helps impassioned people see life clearly so they can reach their goals. Call 272-2020 today or visit them at getlasik.me to schedule a free LASIK consultation. Find your drive. See your vision. Montgomery Eye Physicians. Once again, call 272-2020 or on the web, getlasik.me.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. With PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Attorney Grubbs here, asking if you've heard of the program that serves 400 hot meals Monday through Friday to seniors in need and has a waiting list of 300 seniors. This program is Meals on Wheels, and it's one of the flagship programs of MCOA. I and other experts in the senior care community have decided to raise funds at the second annual Successful Aging Boot Camp to help those seniors and to help Meals on Wheels. Tickets are $25 and go on sale October 24th. The event is October 29th. Now, we sold out last year, so be sure to pre-register by finding us on Facebook or on Eventbrite, or call 334-649-4911. Again, all proceeds will go to MCOA. This is the second annual Successful Aging Boot Camp, where you will learn how to protect your life savings, pick the right long-term care facility, and how to be a rock star caregiver to those with dementia. Call 334-649-4911 to pre-register.
Hey, y'all, Lewis at the Capital Oyster Bar. Y'all, we're right down here on this beautiful ever-flowing Alabama River. We're cooking up fresh seafood from the Gulf, fried, steamed, and grilled. We rent out pontoon boats. You can come out and check out this beautiful Alabama River. All you need is a driver's license and a credit card. And we also have an RV park that's up and running now. That's right. You can bring your camper, your big bus down here and stay for a while and enjoy the river, eat some good food, listen to some good music on Sunday afternoon, because that's what's going to happen this week. With John Nemeth in town, that's right, the man with the golden voice. John Nemeth and the Dreamers will be down here at the Capital Oyster Bar Sunday at 5 o'clock. So you need to check it all out at CapitalOysterBar.com. There's a menu to tell you about everything going on down here, a music menu, and information about the pontoon boats, and information about the RV park. So everything's lined up for you to come down here and have a good weekend with us. We're going to cook you up some seafood and a good time. So come see us soon and come hungry.
If you have a name, then you have a chance to win one of five great prizes.
So, Victoria, we just drew your name this morning to win the $1,000 gift card to Select Stores in East Hill Mall.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes, ma'am. I'm glad you answered, too.
Winning is easy. Register online at our station website. We'll call out names all week long. Play the name game and win incredible prizes.
From East Hill Mall and Blue Water Broadcast.
Hello, Morgan Freeman here with a Halloween tip. Pumpkins can be expensive. This year, save money and carve an apple. If anyone asks, tell them it's a tiny-ass pumpkin. And if they go, but it's red, say, yeah, got a problem with the color of its skin? Racist? Now you best get off my property before I taser your KKK-loving self. Another way to save money is using generic candy corn. Happy Halloween.
Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome to the Johnson & Johnson Consumer Care Center. Please hold while I connect your call.
It forms a white bubble during the healing process. The bandage helps prevent the formation of scabs that can prolong healing and cause scarring.
Hello, thank you for calling the Johnson & Johnson Baby Powder Helpline.
Hello, yes, I'd like to find out more about the recalled baby powder.
I'll tell you everything that's going on as best as I know. How can I help you?
Am I at risk from using your baby powder?
Well, not as best as we can tell you're not.
Okay, well, if something happens, are you going to compensate me for my doctor bills?
Ma'am, we are going to do everything as best as we can to take care of you.
Okay, thanks. You were no help.
Well, sorry. I wish you as best a day as possible, and thank you for calling Johnson & Johnson.
News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV at 432. Got some great roll call scores today. Mike Goodman gave me a 9.89. Mr. Gillespie, a 9.98. Karen. She and her husband have this great state-of-the-art shoe place, customized shoes. I went over there because, you know, I've got
feet.
But I needed something that helps with this site. I'm just telling everybody right now, I am fighting a battle to stay out of another back surgery right now. There are people with far more serious issues physically and stuff. I'm just telling you that their products are really great if you do have, like, well, I should play the heel pain bit, as we have it labeled. The suck it up bit.
Epic.
They were the folks that helped me with that because they provided a custom-made insole that got rid of the plantar fasciitis, which is terribly painful, and I wouldn't wish it on even a Democrat. Well, yes, I would. I would. At this point, I would. The way they're behaving, I wish Nancy Pelosi and Jerry Gonadler and all the rest of them would get plantar fasciitis. That's mean, and I'll probably go to hell for a couple of days on the way to heaven for saying it, but too bad, so sad. Let's see, and I got some other grades. 9.895 from 84. Good. Glad you enjoyed. I'm going to keep adding new drops so we keep this thing fresh.
That was awesome watching you flip through them pages and click here and click there and then not click there and then, oh no, I got to turn this one down. And oh man.
It's fascinating.
I mentioned the suck it up bit. I'll play that out of the break here.
Okay. Cool.
It is funny. I've also had a lot of people ask, and I'm going to say this as respectfully as I can, where is Emily? If you haven't heard or you haven't gotten, I've replied to everybody that's asked a little over 2 weeks ago. I had no idea this was coming. She abruptly turned in her resignation. And I had no idea it was coming. Nobody really did. We did our best to persuade her to stay, but and she gave personal reasons for it, and we respect that. But we did make every effort to convince her to stick around. But she made her decision and stayed with it. And it all happened so abruptly, we just wanted to give a little time to settle. But I want to be real clear. We wish her nothing but the best.
Absolutely.
Of course.
Nothing but the best. She is a great spirit.
Mm-hmm.
She put the capital C in Christmas, the capital H in Halloween, the Saint in St. Patrick's Day. Every time there was an occasion, she was the
pee in party.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And of course, husband is my best friend.
Yeah.
So she has become a big part of my life.
Yeah.
And I love them to death. And yeah. I mean, they're going to do great things.
A great loss. Yeah.
But I'm going to miss them so much.
I am only going to say one more thing for now. And that is this. When she left, I felt like my daughter had resigned the family.
Yeah.
Because you have no idea how many times Emily would actually say certain words the same way that Goose says them. And I often, when Janelle was going through this horrible period almost a year ago with her cheating husband and the end of a marriage that lasted 7 months, I encouraged her to get to know Emily because Emily is Emily. Mm-hmm. And Emily has a lot of characteristics I thought Janelle should embrace. And has. She's done better over the last year than I have with all of this.
What's going on?
It hasn't been... You know how it is. I hope you never have to go through this, Mr. Seth Spotlow. You are the father of a daughter who is just 24 karat adorable. But life can do that. So I just thought I'd take a moment and address it since we've had quite a few questions about it. And by the way, when the boss announced that she was leaving, his last sentence in the memo was, "The door is always open." So it did not end on an ugly note.
That's awesome.
Uncle Ron.
Hey, Greg. How's it going today on Happy Friday?
Oh, it's a very happy Friday.
Yes, it is. I don't have to work tomorrow, so that's great. Hey, listen.
Yes.
I'm Eric's uncle, which makes me Emily's uncle, which makes me used to make me ineligible to play any of the games at the radio station.
Yeah.
Now you can.
There's a contest prison here in town that people get sent to when they break the rules.
I know. But hey, we're going to miss them, you know, seeing them around and everything. But I wish the best for them. And, you know, I was going to call in to Dan and put my name in for the basket thing, but I didn't make it. So anyway, what is that deal where you put your name in online or something?
Yeah, I think the contest ends today, so it's a little bit late. But we'll have something else going on.
Yeah, we'll have pizza tickets to give away probably in the next week or so for a 14-inch pizza.
I just want to say roll the tide and go on a cruise.
Wow.
I gotcha. Yeah, that sounds like fun. I appreciate the call, man. Thank you.
Thanks, Uncle Ron.
Yeah, y'all have a great weekend.
All righty.
You too.
Now, I just got a message from somebody. Oh, my God. Is Emily getting it? No, she's not getting a divorce.
No.
Let me explain something. After all this came down, I was like numb. Because it just, like I said, kind of...
Nobody knew.
Yeah. So, I have a show to do. So we got to come in and do the show. And I'm working with Jay and Rich. And we're all kind of like, wow. You know what hit me? When I got home, the first morning, she was not here. I walked into the room where the birdhouse that her husband built for me, who's an incredibly talented guy.
I work with him.
Yeah. When I saw that, I lost it. That's when it hit me. Because that was such a wonderful and thoughtful gift, and he is such...
He's a great man.
Yeah. No, so I said, there's nothing but good wishes. We're being selfish in a way, you know.
Exactly.
But they got to do what they got to do, and that's the number one lesson in life.
And they're doing it, and I haven't broke down and cried yet, but every time I talk about it, I get teary. Mm-hmm. But next week, it's going to happen, because, I mean, you know, it's the last week of working with him. I'm going to miss him.
So I hope I cleared that up for folks that were wondering. Wonder no more. By the way, didn't we have somebody ask for Weasel?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And I haven't played it yet. All right, Steve, Weasel's coming up at the end of this break, I promise.
Well, it's Friday afternoon. This is Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I know a lot of people are excited about getting off work for the weekend. Drive carefully. We have no accidents anywhere to report at this time, but we have a lot of cars on the road. Slow down, buckle up, keep it right here. We'll keep you posted if any traffic problems jump out at us. The Shack is having a Halloween costume contest Thursday night, Halloween night. First prize, $100 tab. Second prize, $50 tab. There's also $5.99 steak night and 50-cent chicken wings. That is Thursday night, Halloween night at the Shack on the Atlanta Highway. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Injured in a wreck? You have questions? I have answers. Call me, Stuart Vance, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Mr. Sandman.
Time is running out on Mr. Sandman's huge store closing sale in Millbrook. Final markdowns have been taken on many mattresses, headboards, beds, chests, and other furniture. The selection is still huge but shrinking daily. Floor samples from Serta, Beautyrest, Jameson, Diamond, and other great factories must be sold. We still have some fantastic buys on adjustable bases, and a few bedroom suits remain. We are also putting together some futons I've had stored for years, and they will be bargains. The Montgomery stores are not closing, but we are taking extra markdowns there also. Take advantage of this rare opportunity to save on this large selection of mattresses and beds in all sizes. No interest financing and delivery are available. Some items are limited to current inventory. When they're gone, they're gone. So hurry to Mr. Sandman Mattresses' huge store closing sale on Highway 14 across from the Dollar General in Millbrook, or the two Montgomery locations on the Atlanta Highway across from the Dairy Queen in Montgomery. All Millbrook sales are final. No holds or layaways. All items are subject to prior sale. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstore is open 10 to 6 Monday through Saturday.
This is Tracy Kelly with ASE Credit Union, and we like to advertise with Blue Water Broadcasting because of the flexibility of packages they offer and broad demographic reach of their stations.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Daryl Hood. Prattville police are investigating a homicide. Chief Mark Thompson says they responded to a call this morning on Cosby Court where they found a woman dead at the scene. Thompson says the murder is domestic related. A suspect, 55-year-old Lee Ephraim, was arrested in Elmore County. The Alabama Supreme Court has sided with the Selma City Council in a power struggle with the mayor over who can appoint department heads. Justices upheld a judge's decision dismissing the lawsuit filed by Mayor Dario Melton and challenge the city ordinance approved by city council members. Last year, the council passed an ordinance removing Melton's authority to appoint a police chief, fire chief, and tax collector. Troy police are investigating a fatal shooting at Poplar Hills Mobile Home Park on U.S. Highway 231 South. Police say 30-year-old Melissa Pelton was found dead in her home. An unidentified suspect is being held in the Troy City Jail. I'm Daryl Hood. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We have a wet forecast for at least half the weekend before this storm system finally clears the area. For tonight, periods of showers, maybe a couple of thunderstorms, becoming breezy. Overnight low temperature 69. Tomorrow and tomorrow night, windy at times, scattered to numerous showers and thunderstorms. High temperature 79. Then on Sunday and Monday, I have removed rain from the forecast. I think we'll see a good bit of sun with high temperatures in the 70s both days. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Adorable.
He is. We have Olga. Our forecast fundamentally has not changed much. Still a real good chance of rain over the next 24 to 36 hours. So no need to run for the bread and milk. I wanted to mention that this hour's name of the name game is Audrey Servold. Audrey Servold, you have 15 shopping minutes to call 396-5477 and get in on the drawing for the Crimson Tide Cruise. This and then
this station presents Real American Heroes.
Real American Heroes.
Today, we salute you, Mr. Over-the-Top Haunted House Actor.
Mr. Over-the-Top Haunted House Actor.
Yes, you failed at community theater, dinner theater, and as an usher at the movie theater. But now, It's Halloween, and the local haunted house needs an actor
to play a monster of mediocrity.
Scaring the crap out of little kids is an art.
It's the part you were born to play, yeah.
So the next time you're accosted by a maniacal master thespian with a plastic axe reciting Shakespeare to screaming children, ignore your punch reflex and cheer on Mr. Over-the-Top Haunted House Actor, a real American hero.
Over-the-top haunted house actor.
Hey, they want you for the lead in next year's Renaissance Fair. Congrats.
All right, the Big Weasel Stomp is coming up after the song.
Face is filled with joy and cheer. What a magical time of year. Howdy ho, it's Weasel Stomping Day. Put your Viking helmet on. Spread that mayonnaise on the lawn. Don't you know it's Weasel Stomping Day?
Right, that is Weird Al, who turned 60 this week, the big 6-0, and that's an original. At 4:48, and I mentioned Weasel Stomp before we played the song, because I'm reading more and more information about the walls closing in as William Barr, our Attorney General, announces that his investigation has now become criminal. So expect more insanity than you've ever heard before, not only from the usual suspects like CNN and MSNBC, but from politicians. They're all going to be going berserk, and they're really only out to do one thing, and that's cover their pathetic butts. Among the people, and this should give everybody at least some measure of hope, among the people who believes, quote, this could lead to major problems for former Obama officials and may lead all the way to the White House itself, which I believe it will. Geraldo Rivera, who is not exactly Mr. Conservative. The fact that Durham's investigation is now a criminal matter, hence there may have been severe wrongdoing by some very high-ranking Obama officials leading up to the 2016 election. What do we hear? Collusion, collusion, collusion. No, the collusion occurred in our own government against a duly elected president. And they need to pay for that. I mean, with serious jail time. And a good hanging or two along the way wouldn't be a bad idea either, starting with Brennan and Clapper. Rivera said, I predict in the next week or two you're going to see a run on criminal defense attorneys in Washington, D.C. by people further up the food chain in the previous administration. He so has it cut. They couldn't get him when we knew that the IRS was targeting conservative groups. Anybody with the liberal or any type of, whacked out, immediately got approved by the IRS. Everybody else they had to look into, like the Wetumpka Tea Party and Becky Gerritsen, and they sued because that was wrong, what happened to them. That was unconstitutional, what happened to them. It was an abuse of power. People should have been charged for that. But you get in front of the wrong judge, and we've seen this happen time after time. Obama appointed, even Bush judges. I mean, these people, everybody that's pre-Trump, with rare exception, they all belong to the same party. And that party is called the Insiders. And they're the ones that George Carlin talks about in The Owners. End of lecture. I'm trying to keep it light on a Friday, but I'll tell you what, nothing would make my Friday night happier to see one of those people arrested. I almost said prick. I can't say that on the air. 4:50 is the time. Please visit my Facebook page and participate in the Duncan and Son Predict-a-Thon. It's the Auburn-LSU game, and here's the deal. If you're the first person to predict the precise outcome of the game, and it closes at kickoff, you don't have to be a friend or a follower. Just go to my Facebook page and make a prediction on the game. If you're the first person with the correct prediction, you win the works, which is a complete service on your vehicle, and a $100 gift certificate for anything else you might need for your car at Don Duncan, including tires. They've got a huge overstock on Kelly's and Goodyear's right now. If you predict Auburn wins and they do win the game, that $100 goes to $200 as a little bonus. Mm. So please do that before 2:30 tomorrow afternoon, our time. 4:51. Fox Business coming up.
Invite you to the first ever Fur Ball. Enjoy a night dressed to the nines as you celebrate and support canines, felines, and all our furry friends. Along with scrumptious food and breathtaking views, enjoy a silent auction and a live art auction like no other. The twist? Hidden paw prints. This event is open to the public with a portion of the proceeds going to the Montgomery Humane Society. Get your tickets at classic.als.net/Capital City Club Montgomery and join us for the Fur Ball, November 2nd at the Capital City Club.
Stocks closing higher on mostly positive earnings reports and on news that the U.S. and China made progress in trade discussions today, edging closer to finalizing portions of a Phase 1 deal. With the Dow rising 153 points, the Nasdaq up 57, S&P 500 up 12. And the UAW strike against GM is ending following a majority of union members voting in support of a new four-year contract. Sources tell Fox Business the strike, which started on September the 16th, is estimated to have cost the company more than $2 billion. And Sears' current owner is exploring selling off potential assets, including its Die Hard brand. Transform Holdco, the retailer's parent, created by financier Eddie Lampert, that bought the Sears and Kmart chains out of bankruptcy, has hired investment bankers to advise on the potential asset sales as the chain continues to struggle, according to the Wall Street Journal. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hillary Barsky, invested in you.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.08%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. Pay 1.25% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 33.
Coming to an entitled campus near you, the Liberal Arts College House of Horrors.
Oh, a werewolf!
It's appropriating wolf culture!
Quick, run to the safe space!
If you thought monsters were scary before, wait until you see them through the lens of a social justice warrior with an undeclared major.
Blah, blah! Ah, a vampire!
It's an insensitive stereotype of hemophiliacs!
You thought Halloween would be a thoughtful and considerate celebration within a diverse and inclusive community until you're face to face with a zombie! Liberal Arts College House of Horrors. It will scare the non-gender specific pants off of you.
It is 4:54, former Secret Service agent, occasional talk host fill-in, and recurring guest on Fox, Dan Bongino. It's too bad he didn't win the seat he was running for to Congress, because he would have been great. I love this quote. He says, John Brennan is probably wearing adult Depends right now. As this investigation goes criminal. I'm going to try and play this clip. It probably won't work. How did I know that? Well, we could try Chrome, right? We're living in the 80s here. Not by choice. It's just the way it works out sometimes.
AOL.com.
Yeah. In fact, you'll get the whole backstory. That's my November column. It's all about...
It's great.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. My first email. And see, now it won't even show up here. For God's sake! I can't play a simple video from Fox News.
All the folks agree that this is terrible. This is one of the worst catastrophes in the world.
Just trust me, the events. Now, there's no excitement without an indictment. I sound like Jesse Jackson or somebody when I talk like that, right? No excitement without an indictment.
When does Hutton Joseph a queen bee? And not when does Hutton Joseph a bumblebee? What?
If it doesn't fit, you must acquit Johnny Carr, whoever. I'm not sure. But I think it's coming. I think the day that we have been waiting for a long time. The media is already tipping their hands, for God's sake. The New York Times. Watch how they spin this. This is going to be great fun. What can we do? I have a feeling that what the Democrats have done is fire up the Trump base, the people that voted for him last time. Do you know that he now has, according to pollsters, the highest voter enthusiasm level of any candidate in the time they've been doing these? In other words, we'll knock you down to vote for the guy in 2020. Barring unforeseen circumstances of some kind. He's done a great job for the economy. He stands up for the countries around the world. Whoa! I should never try and impersonate Obama after I've had peanut butter. Because when I thought I was having a stroke last hour, in fact, Cooter said, ask Rosie to check to make sure your eyes are level.
Yeah, they're level.
We used to keep a level in the room years ago so that if he had any doubts that I was physically impaired, he could put the level up and make sure my eyes were at the same height.
Okay, Rosie, so if he starts looking at both of us at the same time,
we're always in trouble.
Not good. All right, 4:57, we're going to check traffic, Fox News, and then we have our final name in the name game contest.
Well, it is Friday afternoon. We have a lot of cars on the road right now. We have no accidents to report. Things are looking good, but we have heavy traffic on I-65 and 85 at the interchange downtown. The boulevard is getting busy, especially Atlanta Highway at Federal Drive, Congressman Dickinson to 231 on up to Wetumpka. Use caution. Drive carefully. Any accidents pop up, we're going to let you know about them at once right here. Invisible Fence has both indoor and outdoor systems, both protecting your pet and keeping them in designated areas of your home. Call Vicky Invisible Fence, 265-2585. That's 265-2585 for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell Jay.
The Vance Law Firm on Atlanta Highway in front of Walmart. Come see us or dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Attorney Grubbs here, asking if you've heard of the program that serves 400 hot meals Monday through Friday to seniors in need and has a waiting list of 300 seniors. This program is Meals on Wheels, and it's one of the flagship programs of MCOA. I and other experts in the senior care community have decided to raise funds at the second annual Successful Aging Boot Camp to help those seniors and to help Meals on Wheels. Tickets are $25 and go on sale October 24th. The event is October 29th. Now, we sold out last year, so be sure to pre-register by finding us on Facebook or on Eventbrite, or call 334-649-4911. Again, all proceeds will go to MCOA. This is the second annual Successful Aging Boot Camp, where you will learn how to protect your life savings, pick the right long-term care facility, and how to be a rock star caregiver to those with dementia. Call 334-649-4911.